We can all have the experience of thinking we know someone really well, and then coming to realize that we didn't really know them at all. Sometimes it happens. Our way of seeing one another can be quite limited. What we see in someone can be a great deal less than what is there. What others see in us can also be much less than what is there. We can be labeled on the basis of some past experience people had of us, and we are never allowed to move on from that label. That's our daily experience. And this was the experience of Jesus in today's gospel. Many people thought they knew him well, as they said, "We know him. This is Jesus, the son of Joseph and the son of Mary." Today, Jesus reveals to them another identity that they didn't really know. We are very lucky today because we are the one whom Jesus revealed this identity. He is the bread of life that came down from heaven. And this is what the Jews could not understand. He came from God into our world to nourish us with his presence, to feed us with his word and his teaching, and also by all that he did, by his life, death, and resurrection. He came to satisfy the deepest hungers of our heart, our hunger of love and acceptance, our hunger of forgiveness, our hunger for meaning and purpose, for happiness and joy, for beauty and truth. There was so much more to Jesus than people realized. He was more than just the son of Joseph and Mary. There is always more to Jesus than we realize. We could ask ourselves today, we remember this question in the gospel, where Jesus asked his disciple, "What do people think the Son of Man is?" It was very easy for many to answer what they had. Sometimes it's easy for us to talk what we had others saying. Even in fact, the sin of gossiping or criticizing or judging, that's the result of taking people the way they are not. But it became a big challenge when Jesus turned to them and asked them, "How about you? To you, whom do you think the Son of Man is?" That was a very big question. We are here as Christians. We sometimes have the identity of a Christian and we have the way we think Jesus is. Maybe if someone asks me, "Father Felix, to you, who is Jesus is?" I don't think that my answer would be the answer of everyone. But we may have different identities of Jesus and different names of Jesus according to what he has done in our life, according to what he does in our life. That's why today, beside these Jews, we should have the real name of Jesus according to what he did, according to what he's doing into my family. Maybe Jesus is a healer. Maybe Jesus is a provider. Maybe Jesus is the answer. Maybe Jesus is who he is. But truly, what is the real identity of Jesus? Do I really know Jesus? If I really know him, I have to realize that Jesus is within me. Because there is no way to say his true identity if he doesn't live in me. Jesus lives in me because he is the bread of life. This is his name. This is what he wants me to call him, the bread of life. And the bread that came down from heaven. And this is the bread, this is the Eucharist that I mostly receive almost every day. The Eucharist that feeds the deepest hungers of our heart. He is always calling us to come to him because we have that thirst to reach out to God. Let us use Jesus as the way to his Father, as he said it. And the only way of to get to the Father is just to go through Jesus. And there is no way that we can go through Jesus without receiving him in his Eucharist, without giving him a worthy dwelling into my heart. We had the first reading that told us how Elijah was journeying toward the mountain Horeb, the mountain of God. But on the way, he lost the energy to keep going. He was exhausted. He was very tired. This is a great example for many of us. In our way to the Christianity, to the Christianism, in our way of living, sometimes we feel very tired. Sometimes we feel very annoyed. But we forget that we are journeying with God. God is the one who's directing us. The problem that makes us tired and annoyed is because we don't really know where we are going. If we know where we are going, we don't know the one who gave us the order to go. We may forget one of those two things. That's how Elijah got very exhausted and tired. And instead of complaining to God, he complained to himself, I give up. I won't do this no more. This happened mostly in our life. Sometimes we are good Christian, we have good faith, but when we meet any small challenge, immediately we say, I give up. I no longer go to church because I saw this example, I saw this. I will no longer receive the Holy Communion because this happened. I will no longer pay visit to my neighbor because he reacted in this way. Sometimes we give up. Whenever we give up to the good things, remember that is a visible and great sign that we didn't know who sent us. We didn't know where he sent us. That's it. Once God saw Elijah complaining, immediately he came into his help. He sent an angel to give him bread, to give him water, in order to regain the strength and the energy to keep going. In our struggles and disappointments of this life, we can live as feeling drained and tired, but do not forget to call upon to God, to call upon to his help. As God sent angels to Elijah to keep him going until he reached the destination, likewise, he has sent us more angels and signs. Those angels and signs, we find them in the sacrament that we receive, especially the Eucharist, the body of Christ, and the reconciliation. Elijah was able to continue until he reached the mountain of Horeb because he was not alone, but with the angel. Do we have that conscience that we have angels that are accompanying us into our faith, into our journey to God? Do we know without hesitation where we want to reach? Do we know who's sending us and where he wants us to go? responding or answering to this question, dear brothers and sisters, we have to know what St. Paul told to the Ephesians in the second reading, where he prohibited them to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, the true companion of this life, who reminded them the good things to do and the evil things to avoid, they do not have to grieve the Holy Spirit. That's our caution. That is what St. Paul is telling us today. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. That is new. And he said, this Holy Spirit, we received him during the baptism, during the sacrament that we receive. Let us remove from our heart all bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, greed, jealous, hatred. We could prolong or make the list long if we want, according to everyone's position and where he stands. Let's move all those, because those are kinds of behavior that make us grieving the Holy Spirit who is in us. But let us be the imitators of God, the imitators of Jesus Christ, by being kind to one another, by being compassionate to one another, by being forgiving one another, by being understanding and loving and caring to one another. By living in that way, that's the way that we will testify that Jesus is the true bread who came down from heaven and who really found a dwelling place into my heart. And this is the way to be the witness. May the Holy Spirit that we receive, may the sacrament that we receive help us to be the close friend to Jesus. Amen.